email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, 5 on 5, 5 on ray@rte.ie. Our next guest is a columnist with The New European. She's a playwright, a memoirist. She's an African-American living in England, and she's a fan of Ireland. And we'll find out exactly why now, because it's in your genes, Bonnie Greer. It's in your genes.
I don't know. No, listen, this is what Ancestry.com has traced us all the way back. I haven't done the genetic test, so why not? It makes sense.
Yeah, McKissick's. You're one of the McKissick's from Antrim. That's what they're telling you, is it? Go on.
That's right. McKissick's, one of the McKissick's from Antrim. And the ancestor was born in something like 1674 or something like that.
Mm.
And it's a big name where my mom comes from, Tennessee, and in North Carolina. And, you know, we know that, you know, my ancestors were enslaved Africans mainly. And so we, you know, you could say that was a name given to us because that was the people who owned us. But you know, there's some visual clues in the family, you know, that maybe something was going on because my mother was born with blonde hair and so is my sister. So who knows, you know. But anyway, this name goes all the way, we go all the way back to this guy.
Uh-huh.
John McKissick.
And, like, you know that no blacks, no Irish.
We'd be doubly out of there, right?
Yeah, right. Don't bark, whatever you do.
No, exactly.
So when we spoke before, you spoke about your childhood in Chicago and your life in Chicago and a lot of Irish communities around you and feeling an affinity with the Irish community. And of course, that's because you were marginalized and maybe oppressed. But now you know that maybe it was a genetic thing as well.
Maybe. You know, who knows? You know, I mean, really, who knows? And you know, I always have felt that. So, you know, who knows what it is? But he got in contact with me yesterday and he said, well, here it is, because that's part of what he does is this kind of retirement hobby.
Yeah.
And all the right names are there. Everybody is there who's in the family that I know, I've known of. And you can see the line go down and it goes down, down, down to this guy. So, you know, I figured, well, you know, he must be the ancestor. Robert McKissick, born in 1675 in Antrim, and he died in 1728 in Antrim.
Yeah, the name goes right back to Kesso, went across to Scotland, came back across to Ireland,
right,
and then went over to America.
Yeah.
And of course, there is, we know Barack Obama famously traced his ancestry to Moneygall, and we have Henry VIII here, who we spoke to recently, who's a distant relation of his. I'm looking at a guy here, because this would all make sense as well. Do you know about Floyd Bixler McKissick?
No.
Well, he was the national director of the Congress of Racial Equality in America from 1966 to 1968.
Oh, Floyd McKissick. I didn't know his middle name.
Yes.
Yes,
Floyd McKissick.
Of course.
Yes. So he's a McKissick as well, and he was a black activist back in the 60s.
Right. But, you know, like I say, the name, it was a name that could have been given. You know,
yes. Was that common, Bonnie? Was that common that you were just, because you felt you owned it, you gave him the name?
Yeah. I mean, my paternal name is Greer, and that's probably an ownership name as well, you know. But this thing here, this map here, actually traces a bloodline. So, you know, like I say, I would have to be with a McKissick who can trace herself back to Robert McKissick directly, and then we have to trace, do our DNA match and see if it works.
Now there's another connection, Irish connection, to African-Americans. You are writing a play, or have written a play on Frederick Douglass.
That's right.
And one of his big influences was Daniel O'Connell.
Absolutely, massive influence. I mean, big influence is an understatement. I mean, this play is going to be a small play that I'm going to sort of try and get into the Abbey, but, you know, I'm just saying this on your show.
Okay, remind people about Frederick Douglass, who may not know
of him. Frederick Douglass was the 19th century abolitionist who was born in slavery and escaped, and so self-liberated himself. Started a newspaper against slavery in America. Because he was an escaped, fugitive, he made his way over to Ireland.
Mm.
And that's how he met Daniel O'Connell. And that's how he used many of his ideas. He was actually sort of liberated in terms of purchase in Manchester. But his core was with O'Connell and everything, and very close to him, and he meant a lot to him. So that's always a part of it.
Yeah, I'm reading a description from Frederick Douglass of him witnessing a speech which went on for an hour and a quarter by Daniel O'Connell in the Conciliation Hall. And he was enamoured, besotted by O'Connell's oratory talent, wasn't he?
And he also saw an affinity.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the main thing, which in a way, Ray, makes it so sad that so many too many Irish Americans are attached to, you know, people like Donald Trump.
Mm.
Because it's sad, because, you know, the affinity of, you know, the oppression and the common experiences on a certain level. Were always kind of binding in certain classes. I mean, there were always clashes because African Americans and Irish Americans were fighting for the same
job. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But nevertheless, within that, there's always been stories of heroism and affinity, and it's, you know, it's a sad story now. But I'm only telling you a tiny part of it. I mean, one part is me, maybe. And the other part is, you know, some of the craziness going on in America now.
Yeah, and you obviously, you know, keep a close eye on things that are going on in the UK, because that's your home, and America, your original home. And how is Joe Biden faring, in your opinion?
Well, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to make a prediction. His numbers are way down. I mean, everybody's upset. I mean, especially independents and women, which is bad news because they were the ones who elected him, along with the African-American community. But, you know, Biden is an old sea dog, and I think he's been there, done that, seen that, and he kind of knows that this would have hit rock bottom because he can't bring all these people together. But I think he'll make it. He's a real tough guy, and he's streetwise, and I think he's going to make it. I feel confident.
Okay. Back to the McKissicks. There's a Trevor McKissick who's a dentist up in Antrim. There aren't a lot of them around now. It's a rare enough name.
Oh, really?
Now. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just looked it up. I did a cursory sort of search for you. So
do you know him?
No, I don't know him. No. Bonnie Greer. That's like when you go to America and you go, I'm from Ireland. Do you know John McCormack from Cork? No, I don't know.
No.
Trevor McKissick from Antrim.
You should be able to reach him. This would be an interesting thing on your show.
Yeah, yeah, and then you could come over and you get the freedom of Antrim or someplace like that.
See who this guy
is. Bonnie, lovely talking to you.
Thank you. It's
have
really
a good weekend.
Good luck with the play.
Okay, bye now.
All right, thank you. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.